Jesus has his hand on me. Every step I take, he's leading me. Through my faults and failures are my greatest victory.
Come on, could you lift your hands and love on him tonight?
Jesus has his hand on me.
Go ahead.
Jesus has his hand on me. Every step I take, every step I take, he's leading and guiding me.
Are you thankful for it tonight?
And failures are my greatest victory. Jesus has his hand on.
Come on, if there's anything you can be thankful for, it is that.
Jesus has his hand
on me.
Every step I take.
Hallelujah.
Every step I take, he's leading me. Through my faults and failures are my greatest victory. Jesus has his hand on me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has his hand on me. Lord, every step I take, every step I take, he's leading, he's guiding me. Through my faults and failures are my greatest victory. Jesus has his hand on me.
Are you thankful for that tonight, church? Are you thankful for it tonight? I wonder, with your hand clap, could you lift your voice to him? Come on, why don't you magnify the King for a moment? Thank you for your hand in my life, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, there's no God like my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, he is worthy of all the praise tonight. Come on, maybe you've had a rough day. Why don't we leave all that at the door and we say, God, tonight I've come to give you everything and I magnify you tonight, Jesus. Oh, everything that I need, God, it is in your hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Woo, I'm thankful that I get to be in the house of God one more time. And I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm not going to set aside. I'm going to get involved and I'm going to say, God, whatever you have for me tonight, I want it. Amen. I know it's a Thursday evening, but he's the same God. Amen. And I'm thankful tonight to be able to fill this pulpit yet one more time. And throughout today, it's been burning in my heart what I feel to preach. And I got about 9 pages of notes, and I know it's a Thursday night, but hopefully we can have a hopefully. Why are you laughing like that? Oh, he's nervous, man. Well, if y'all help me preach tonight, I'll try to get through all 9 pages really fast. And some people scare. Oh, there we go. Amen. At least I got one amen tonight. Hallelujah. And my wife and my daughters, as you can tell, they're not with me this evening. At our home church, the flu is going around like somebody giving kids candy. And so we're just, we're not trying to spread the love right now. But amen. That was a half. That was almost there. Oh, man. She's thankful. Okay. Brother Chad's really excited. God bless you, Brother Chad. Folks, I feel something in the Holy Ghost tonight, and hopefully I can deliver my heart one more time to this church. I don't feel like I'm just going to hold back tonight. I don't feel like I'm going to put any sugar on anything. And can I just preach what I really feel is on my heart? Our life, it's so caught up with time that time becomes our worst enemy, because we want to try to get everything done. We want our relationship with God to be consistent, but we have to choose one or the other. And you say, Brother Maine, I can have an active prayer life and I can still get things done. I agree with you, but whenever one thing starts lacking, and that one thing is your relationship with God, everything else is lacking. Tonight, I believe, I know y'all had church on Tuesday in fellowship, but tonight being the first service of 2025, I wonder if we could just start this year in a challenge. That God, every day, I want a relationship with you.
Every day.
Not just at church, not just on Tuesdays and Thursday fellowship, and not just Sunday morning and Sunday night. God, I want a relationship that is going to last. Amen. Is that anybody's desire tonight? Amen. And I'm going to slow down just a little bit this evening, and I'm going to go to the book of Numbers, a very, very familiar portion of scripture, and then I will jump to the book of Luke, chapter number 5. And I want to say to the ministry represented here, Pastor Crosswhite and Sister Crosswhite, I give high honor to, and I'm thankful for the ministry of the church. And to the ministry that is here this evening, I give you honor. To our guests tonight, thank you for being with us. And you worship Jesus the way you know how, and God will do the rest, I promise. In Numbers chapter 13, if you could follow along with me tonight, in verse number 27. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And elder, it troubles me in such a great way that they showed the fruit of it. Here it is, just as he promised us, just as he said it would be. Here is the fruit. How many of you has God ever blessed and then you just say, God, it wasn't enough? Come on, we're just going to be really transparent for a little while tonight. Here's the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land and in the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. It matters not only how you view your enemy, but it also matters the way that you cook up in your mind how the enemy views you. It matters what you allow to run rampant in your mind, because we will make situations way, way worse than what they even are. We cook up in our own minds that, God, I am too far from where I desire to be. So, God, I am too far from you tonight. Folks, our mind becomes a playground that the devil don't even have to do anything but just sit back and watch you destroy yourself. The book of Luke, chapter number 5 and verse number 4. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a draught. I want everybody to pay attention with me tonight how this is worded, and this is in your Bible. Let down your nets for a draught. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I'll go and I'll gather a few of the vessels together. God, you told me to do one thing, but now here I am. And I know you're the God of provision. I know that you are the God of plenty. But God, I'm going to reserve some because I can't see the vision. Oh, y'all's going to have to help me for a little while tonight. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. It matters when God starts talking to us. It matters how we perform what God told us to do. Amen. That's it, baby. Run the aisles. Amen. Get more response out of children tonight than adults. Praise the Lord. Tonight, by the help of the Holy Ghost, I want to preach when a word changes everything. And you may be seated. In the English vocabulary, there is a handful of words that you and I could draw from tonight. There is very words that could change the entire context of sentences, conversations, and the outcome of certain situations. We start leaning into where our ideology begins to be shaped and formed off of how we are responded to, but we never want to slow down enough to say, what is the real meaning of what I'm going through, and what is the real meaning of what I'm doing right now? It's a single word that can change the very course of a life. It is a single word that can change the course of trouble and turmoil and hurts. And a single word can help heal, but a single word can destroy just as easily as something is built up. A single word to be spoken, a single word to be acted upon, a single word to be rejoiced over, and then a single word to be really lamented about. When we begin to look at the context of the scripture, we take one word and we can say, okay, that one word can change my life. But what about everything else in my life that's not ready to change? I don't know about you tonight, but my friend, God has spoken to me in times that Tim Main wasn't ready to change, but God was ready for Tim Main to go beyond where I have ever been. And when the word of the Lord goes forward, it matters how we handle this stuff. We're not just a church. We're not a social club. We are the children of the Most High. And if God cares about you enough to talk to you directly, my friend, then who is the enemy to come and try to destroy what God has already built up? I wish tonight at Apostolic Lighthouse that we had backbone enough to say, you know what? 2024 was a hard year, but I believe in the word of the Lord. I believe in where God's bringing us. I believe in the word that's been spoken. Because the spoken word has a power of life and death. It matters the way you communicate. It matters the way that you prophesy things. You want to know why you're going through the same thing you've been going through for years? It's because of the way you talk. It's because of what you manifest out of your mouth. Because what is on the inside will manifest on the outside. It's a power that is beheld in the tongue. We better fall in love with the book of James again. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Don't let any evil, corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Because what you talk about is what you're going to believe in. And what you entertain with your voice is what you're going to become. I am more than a conqueror. Okay. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me. Well, I don't know if Jesus is ready to touch me or not. I've been going through this for so long. I'm just going to be the same I've always been. That's hogwash. You got to get your mind where you want God to work. Because if you convince yourself long enough that I've been in this situation so long that God don't even know where I'm at anymore. I wish I was preaching to an apostolic church tonight that you know that the word of the Lord is life and it's a light more abundant. That God, I can't do it on my own. I know it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. God, I want to be full of the Holy Ghost so I can talk like you, so I can walk like you, so I can act like you, so my attitude can be reflected of you. It's when a word changes everything. It can change the course of your life tonight. It can change the course of your family's life tonight. Brother Maine, we've been going through so much. Well, praise God that you're going through it and that you're not just stuck right there. And the only way you're going to get through things is by having the mentality that this is a temporal place. This is not where I am destined to die. I'm not going to hang my harp on the willow and sit here and be in a pity party. Nevertheless, here's the fruit of the land. But we are as grasshoppers in their sight. Who told you that you're not good enough? Who told you that you're below somebody? You ain't been reading the book of Deuteronomy then. Hallelujah. I am the head and not the tail. I'm going to be blessed when I go in. I'm going to be blessed when I go out. Hey. I wish I had a church with me tonight. It's a ceasing. It's a finale. It's a place where you start prophesying things in your life that I refuse to be the same that I've always been. 2024 does not have to be the ushering in to 2025. Brother Maine, we've had loss. We've had hardships. Well, praise God, you're still human then. But who got in the mind of them boys when they ran to the walls and they said, surely, Brother Chad, surely it floweth with milk and honey. And here is the fruit of it. It bothers me. It bothers me when apostolic people only get stuck on the problem, but they can't rejoice over what God's done. If God brought you through in the past, honey, he can bring you through right now. But we're too scared to testify about how good God has been because we're too scared that God won't do it again. That's ridiculous thinking. I think we need to start positioning ourselves where God can say, you know what? They're giving me everything they got, so I'm going to pour out the heavens on them. Yes, yes. Hey, hallelujah. It's a word nevertheless. There's a negative place. A negative place where God was trying to build them up. God was trying to do something. I'm calling you into a place, but all we can see is the son of Anak there. I didn't send you there to scope out the people. I sent you there to see if my word was going to be valid or not. But God, what are you going to do about people that I have issues with? God, what are you going to do about situations that's arose in my life? Well, praise God. You're still living for him and you still got breath in your body. There's only so much that God can do until we understand and realize that God, you brought me this far and you didn't bring me this far to fail. But we get so worked up over what has happened in the past that we can't even see our future in him anymore. Nevertheless, God, you promised that I could be something for you. But nevertheless, there's things that I'm dealing with right now, God. But here's the fruit of how good you've been to me. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God, I know you're able to work because I can testify about how you brought me through and you brought me out. And God, you helped me develop into what I knew I couldn't become on my own. And so in that place, we get stuck in our own mentality. And as long as we are always thinking of how we can't do something, we're never going to be able to accomplish it. It's if you hand me a box of Legos and there's no instruction manual in there, you might give me a car and it's going to turn into a dinosaur. I mean, the outcome isn't going to match the desired results. But we want God to move, but we don't want to give him everything we have to move. I didn't know that we served a God that was just a God that desired the leftovers. God, I've tried everything else. I've done everything else. But here you go. I'm going to bring you the afterthought. I'm going to bring you the leftovers of what I have now. Y'all write fast. My goodness. But what if we're going through bad things right now and God just said, worship me. Worship me. I'm going to help you get through this. I'm going to bring you to the other side. You know what? The most beautiful thing in the world is in the scripture is when the disciples was on that boat and they is going to the other side. And there was a man that was possessed of demons. Oh my. And I believe that tonight that storm that got ushered in, sis, that storm that got blown in, and they said, oh, master, we perish. And you're sleeping? How many of y'all ever been through something? You're like, my God, where did you go? So y'all are way too spiritual for me tonight. You ever been going through anything? You're like, hello, God, are you there? But I've been there so many times that I'm like, Lord, let me send you a postcard or something. Just remember me. And, I mean, going through things, and they're like, hey, man, why are you asleep? We're about to die. And we think that we can dictate how good God is off of the way we respond to God. Our prayers don't dictate whether he's a good God or a bad God. It merely puts him in a position where he can answer. So they're on that big old boat. They fitting to die and they're scared to death. And they're like, save us. I don't even think the tempest storm was on the mind of Jesus. It was a man that was bound in the tomb. And I think where other people use that man as an example, if you don't get your life right, that's what you're going to become. You're going to be the one crying in the tomb. And going to the other side was a man's way of repentance. And so if Jesus can calm a tempest storm with just a word, he can calm a sin-sick soul just as easy. So why is your problem too big for God to touch? Why are you stuck in the same place you've been for a long time? Do you not feel like the word of God is powerful enough to bring you through where you're at right now? It's because of the way we think about God. We think about God just like, oh, if I pay my tithes, he's going to return it tenfold. Come on now. We don't serve just an ATM Jesus. I don't serve God just for the benefit of serving God. I serve God in a place of relationship. That way I can put stock into a relationship so I can say, God, you're good on the bad day, and God, you're good. Woo! You can tell it's a Thursday night. Well, hallelujah. But when you put stock in relationship, that's when you don't have an idle mind, and then the word will leap off the pages and the word can change everything. Hallelujah. If God can save a crackhead like me, if God can reach into a miry place and touch a young man's life just at a simple word, then my friend, why in the world can't God do something with you? I'll never claim to be the greatest preacher in the world. I just fell in love with Jesus enough to be foolish enough to say, hey, God, if you talk to me, I'm going to say what you told me. But nevertheless, the enemy's too big. I didn't ask about the enemy. I asked about the fruit. I asked about the condition of the land. Oh, God. So many of you are missing this right now. Is the land fertile enough to produce the seed you're putting in the ground? And if it's not fertile enough, my friend, the Bible says, he that putteth his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And so, Brother Chad, it's at the place where he told him, hey, y'all go spy it out. I'm thankful for the gumption of two that said, hey, we can possess this land. We can still be overcomers. Y'all don't want to get on board. Y'all don't want to come. We're going into the promised land.
That's right.
We're going to see God move in 2025. We're going to see revival like we've never seen it in Nacogdoches. We're going to be. Well, Brother Maine, they got programs across the street. They got things going across the street. Well, praise God that they got things going. But at Apostolic Lighthouse, I hope it's always a place where somebody can walk in and a word can change their life. I hope somebody can get something so deep inside that you quit looking at other avenues of fulfillment. Can I preach tonight like I'm at home? I wish tonight I could preach like this was my own church right now. I'm telling you, it's high time that you put a belonging on the church. Because if you never have a personal investment in the church, a personal investment. And I'm not talking about your money, so don't lock up on me right now. I'm talking about being involved in the church. There ain't a thing wrong with your church. We're listening to the wrong things. My God, my God, my God. Pastor Crosswhite ain't in here tonight, but there's good ministry and Sister Crosswhite's here. So can I just preach the way I feel right now, sis? I'm telling you, we got to get our eyes back on what God has already promised. You know why an alcoholic that says that they've been delivered will run back to what they used to do? It's because they start entertaining the familiar place instead of looking for the place of newness. I don't know if I told this here or not. My wife's cousin owns a chartering company in Corpus Christi. He's not in church right now, but I believe we're going to pray him through this year. I asked him, I said, Justin, I said, you know that I was a dope head. I said, my life was a wreck, man. I said, and I know you was an alcoholic. I said, how do you deal when people book your boats? How do you deal with them bringing alcohol and stuff on? He says, I tell them no. This is a worldly man. I said, you tell him no. He said, yeah. He said, I'd rather lose the money than to be tempted with what I was delivered from. Look, I'm telling you, if there was ever a time that you need to sell out to the church, it's right now. There ain't nothing wrong with the church. It's that just there's been words going forward by the adversity. Yep, the adversary wants to get in the mind and to tell you, where's the fruit? So tonight, Apostolic Lighthouse, I'm sounding the warning. Where's the fruit? How fertile is the ground still? Because the message hasn't changed. The delivery hasn't changed.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. The response has changed. The response has changed. It's taken a negative to a positive and a positive to a negative just at the change of one word. That one word is nevertheless. God, they're bigger than we are. So that means we're going to be failures. God, they got more technology than we do, so we're not as relevant. That's ridiculous. I don't know why I have felt this all day. This is supposed to be the first service of 2025. We're supposed to be bouncing off the, you ain't got chandelier, so we're supposed to be bouncing off the speakers or whatever. I've always been scared to death one of them things is going to fall and smash because they're about as big as I am. They're shaped like me too. So praise God. If I ain't got a friend in the audience, I got a friend on the light bar up there. Thank God. But he said, hey, and Sister Crosswhite, whoever's playing the piano tonight, come on, you can give them some hope. I don't feel like... I don't feel like I need to finish the other nine pages or so. I ain't even got through the first quarter of the page. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that, boy. Sometimes you just need a pat on the back, boy. You feel like you're in left field. Some of y'all are too holy for me tonight. My goodness. He told me keep going. He told me you're doing a good job. You ain't done with the first page. Praise the Lord. Hang this heart up. Let's go, son. Hey, the way you talk matters more than what you understand. The way that you profess things can keep you in a place of depression. It can keep you so suppressed. Because what you talk about all the time is what you're going to believe. It's like if I tell my friend here, you're going to have to remind me of your name. Nancy, what's your name? Natalie? Natalie. That's close. I said, Nancy. Natalie, if I am standing there every day and telling you how bad you are, eventually, you're going to start believing what you entertain. Hey, we've been toiling all night. We're exhausted. God, we're masters at this. What are you talking about? Cast out your nets for a draught. The answer went forward. Okay, Lord. Nevertheless, we will let down our net. Y'all with me right now? How many times do we rob ourselves because we settled? We settle for, okay, this is enough because I'm going to reserve this just in case, God. God, I've been to the altar so many times that what's the point of even going up there again? I feel the same that I've always felt. But what are you entertaining that you reserved when you said, I gave God this? Cast out your nets for a draught. And he turned and he said, we're going to let down our net. And the fulfillment of the promise came. I would say they wasn't even out there long at all. And they threw the net over. Next thing you know, boy, the boat, poof, it becomes so unbalanced that when they started pulling the net in, it set in their net break. You know why it's a necessity to give God everything that we are. It's because when we reserve just in case, what if it was just that reservation that was your deliverance? It's just a word. just changes so many things. But God, I've tried so many times, and I get back up and I still feel like a failure, and I still don't feel like I'm enough. And the mental anguish becomes so real. It's like God, I can stand in front of the mirror and I can desire the change, but God, I can't even see the change anymore. It's because we listen to what we want to hear. I want to reserve tonight. God, it's a Thursday night, and God, I'm tired. This week's been a long week. What if tonight was the ushering in of the greatest year you have ever had? Would you lift your hands with me for a moment? Come on, you don't need to hear what I'm about to say. Come on, lift your voice. All across this building, men, women, children, lift your voice. I'm not reserving anything because you've told me that you love me. God, you told me that you care about me. And it's at that very place where it's a power to change. It's a power to get in touch with Jesus. Because he will never leave me and he'll never forsake me. Woo! I've told this church this before, and I'm going to say it again. As a 17-year-old young man, and there's ministry in the house tonight, so I'm not going to sugarcoat it at all. Sitting in a dope house, any kind of drug you could ever desire to have. I would be high out of my mind, Elder. Go ahead, baby, it's okay. And I'd be sitting in the house. And as I was sitting in the house, high out of my mind, tears would start streaming down my face. I'd feel foolish. I'd feel like there was something inside of me that was dying, and I was okay with it dying. And the stupid little Sunday school songs would begin to replay in my mind. And as I'd be sitting there, tears rolling down my face, and all I could hear was, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. It was a word that started changing my life. A word. In them very moments, Elder, I had a decision to make. And in my mind, my friend, the words would replay over and over and over. And maybe this is too transparent for some tonight, but with as loud as I could, I'd say, quit talking to me. That Sunday morning, go ahead, baby, you're fine. Don't you worry about anybody else. Them kids will be all right. You touch Jesus tonight.
That's right. That's right.
My little sister invited me to go to church, Sister Cross White, and I went. tears were streaming down my face. I have no idea what song they were singing. I have no idea what was going on in the service. I was high out of my mind. I closed my eyes. In the church service, I was sitting there, and for the first time in my life, I started feeling an embrace. And when I would say, God, quit talking to me, tears would stream down my face. And before I knew it, I was walking to the altar as a broken young man. And I'll never forget it, walking past the first pew. I said, God, if this is for me, and God, if you'll talk to me again, I'll live for you the rest of my life. And I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost not even a few seconds later. It matters when you allow a word to impact you so violently that it severs relationships and it builds on relationship. Would you stand with me this evening? Some of you ladies should have already moved and helped this young lady pray. There's more coming this year that's broken. You hear me right now. And we got to be ready to help them. I want you to hear me, Sister Cross White. She was kneeling in that garden that evening time, knowing what awaited him. Talks about bitter tears. Can you not pray with me but an hour? God, I don't want to go through with this. It's too hard for me to handle. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. When's the last time, church, from the left to the right, from the eldest to the youngest, when's the last time we pulled back the facade and we showed God, God, I'm not perfect, but God, I want you to give me a word again. Talk to me again.